It's the Old Man Yells at Music podcast, a show about big and little hits from the 70s, 80s and 90s in the US, UK and Canada. Also forgotten albums, pop music on TV, and more. I'm your announcer, Annie Stewart, and here's the old man himself, Roger Stroop.
Hello and welcome to episode 133 of the Old Man Yells at Music podcast. I'm Roger Stroop. Today we're looking at the charts of May 18th, 1991. Around the time of this chart, Queen Elizabeth II was embarking on a two-week tour of the United States. During this tour, she became the first British monarch to address the U.S. Congress. She also made her only ever trip to Texas and accompanied then-President George H.W. Bush to a Baltimore Orioles baseball game. I'm actually kind of surprised that she tried baseball again after that time at the Angels game when Reggie Jackson tried to kill her. Wait, that was the Naked Gun. Anyway, let's see what was going on in the culture beyond royal visits to former colonies. At the movies, the biggest hit among this month's releases was Backdraft, Ron Howard's firefighter thriller starring Kurt Russell, Robert De Niro, Billy Baldwin, and Jennifer Jason Leigh. Also doing well at the box office was the comedy What About Bob?, with Richard Dreyfuss as a psychotherapist and Bill Murray as a patient who won't leave him alone, Thelma and Louise, with Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis as best friends whose road trip goes terribly wrong, and Soap Dish, a comedy about the backstage happenings at a popular daytime drama, with a cast including Sally Field, Kevin Klein, Whoopi Goldberg, and Robert Downey Jr. Other releases included the tour documentary Madonna, Truth or Dare, the reincarnation comedy Switch with Ellen Barkin and Jimmy Smits, Stone Cold, an action flick that failed to make a movie star out of ex-NFL player Brian Bosworth, Only the Lonely, a comedy in which John Candy finds love with Ally Sheedy in spite of the disapproval of his mother, and the Disney live-action film Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken, the true story of a woman who rode horses as they dove into pools of water, both before and after she went blind. Also out this month were two sequels. FX2, The Deadly Art of Illusion, with a movie special effects wizard once again asked to use his talents for law enforcement, and Mannequin 2, On the Move, in which Andrew McCarthy and Kim Cattrall were replaced by Herman from Herman's Head and the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And there was one notorious bomb that debuted in May of 1991, Hudson Hawk, an action comedy starring Bruce Willis as a singing burglar. The poster may have featured Bruce swinging on a cable, but this was no Die Hard. It just died. Hard. In television, the big news happened on the 23rd at an NBC affiliate managers conference in New York. Johnny Carson, who had hosted the network's late-night gabfest The Tonight Show for nearly 30 years, announced that he would be stepping down the following May. This led to a period of speculation regarding who would take over Carson's 11:30 time slot. David Letterman, who hosted the Carson-produced late-night show that had aired at 12:30 for nearly a decade, or Jay Leno, who had guest-hosted The Tonight Show over 300 times. Though Carson reportedly favored Letterman, it was Leno who got the job. Letterman subsequently got his own 11:30 talk show on CBS, while Leno hosted The Tonight Show until 2009, when he handed the desk over to Conan O'Brien, before taking it back a few months later. He could have taken it back earlier, I don't know. Maybe he would have. But that's purely editorial comment. Anyway, on the bestseller list's top fiction titles included Mary Higgins Clark's latest suspense thriller, Loves Music, Loves to Dance, John Grisham's breakthrough legal hit, The Firm, the newest Danielle Steele romance, Heartbeat, and H is for Homicide, the eighth in Sue Grafton's alphabet-centric series of books featuring Private Eye Kinsey Millhone. Sadly, Sue Grafton died just after she put out Y is for Yesterday, so she didn't finish the alphabet. Meanwhile, nonfiction readers were picking up books about famous people. Topping the list was sensationalist biographer Kitty Kelly's Nancy Reagan, which famously includes stories of the former First Lady having an affair with Frank Sinatra and relying heavily on an astrologer for guidance. People were also picking up autobiographies and memoirs of stars of both the silver screen and the baseball diamond. In the former category, there was Moving Pictures by 60s and 70s film star Ally McGraw, best known for her role in Love Story, as well as Life is Too Short by diminutive legend Mickey Rooney. And in the latter group, there was another Mickey. New York Yankees star Mickey Mantle with My Favorite Summer, 1956. And also I Had a Hammer by prolific home run hitter Hammerin' Hank Aaron. And in music, the big story happened on the 24th when Guns N' Roses played the first show of their Use Your Illusion tour in East Troy, Wisconsin. The tour was meant to support the band's album of the same name, but its release had been delayed, and the album was eventually split into two separate CDs, both of which were released on the same day in that September. In spite of this, the band still played a lot of material from the Use Your Illusion project in those early shows to audiences who had, for the most part, never heard the songs before. I know, because I was at the first of their two shows at Exhibition Stadium in Toronto in early June. The tour would last 26 months, included 194 shows in 27 countries, and featured multiple riots, including one in Montreal during their tumultuous co-headlining run with Metallica. This would be the band's last tour featuring core members Slash and Duff McKagan for 23 years. And now to the charts.
Below the Top 40s.
This week in our dive below the top 40s, we look at a band that was very clearly influenced by much of the pop that had come in the decades before them. They never got as big as some thought they should, but they did amass a cult following over the years. At number 63 in the UK, it's Baby's Coming Back by Jellyfish. Formed in San Francisco in 1989, Jellyfish were led by singer and drummer Andy Sturmer and keyboardist Roger Manning, who had just finished playing together in the band Beatnik Beach. Their new group released their debut album Belly Button in the summer of 1990, and its first single, The King Is Half Undressed, had cracked the UK top 40. Baby's Coming Back was the album's third single. Baby's Coming Back is acoustic power pop. Let's return to the lyrics for the first time. I knew that when I saw you, that my life would soon move over from the fast lane. Gone would be the days of all my drinking and my carrying on. But when I settled down, the party king uncrowned, this stubborn memory hadn't faded. Too many dumb mistakes and all the grief it makes left nothing else to be debated. And if you say that you understand, then you're lying. But if you figure that I'm all right now, I can't deny it. Baby's coming back. Baby's coming back. So I'm on my best behavior. I can't take it anymore. I just woke up on the floor today. Yeah, yeah. I've long run out of my last chances, but she's on her way. If I had a dollar for every single time I fought her, I'd buy a handgun. But that couldn't shoot away the bullseye that she made on my heart. And if I sound like a beaten man, well, I guess so. But on her way is the sweetest prize, and I can't let go. I've long run out of chances, but she's on her way. When I told her on the telephone, what I told her on the telephone was that I'd been so bad. I wouldn't blame her if she mowed down these wild oats I've sown. But when she said she'd give me one more chance, I said, knock three times when you arrive. This is snappy and bouncy and wonderful. There seems to be a lot of songs like this out there that sound like they have everything needed to be a hit, but just don't get there. Although eventually this one did top the UK chart in the form of a 2007 cover by the band McFly. Baby's Coming Back was down from a peak of number 51. It also hit number 62 in the US. Jellyfish released one more album and had four more sub-top 40 UK charting singles before breaking up in 1994. Roger Manning has recorded several solo albums and has been in multiple bands, including Imperial Drag, The Moog, or Moog Cookbook, and TV Eyes, and his current band is the Licorice Quartet. Meanwhile, Andy Sturmer currently writes music for children's animated shows that air on Disney and Cartoon Network.
Forty to 31.
Our first top 40 hit of the week is the British number 39, Dalliance by The Wedding Present. Formed in Leeds in 1985, The Wedding Present had success on the indie scene for a couple of years before signing with a major. They'd scored two top 40 hits before releasing this, the first single from their third album, Sea Monsters. Dalliance is lo-fi indie rock. Let's have a rendezvous with the lyrics. You've told him lies now for so long, yet he's still ready to forgive. He's got you back, and that's all he wants, a lot more than I'm left with. You don't care now that you're gone, but do you know how much I miss you? It's not fair after all you've done that I still want to kiss you. Throwing presents straight away, because you could never take them home. Always scared what he might say, but always leaving me alone. You told him what he wants to hear, and so you got another chance. But I was yours for 7 years. Is that what you call a dalliance? This is jangly yet dark. There are people who have a taste for stuff like this in similar bands, like, say, the Jesus and Mary Chain. But it's not a genre that I default to liking. For me, it depends on the song, and this one doesn't particularly grab me. Dalliance was down from a peak of number 29. The Wedding Present had 14 more hits, including 12 in 1992, when they just happened to release a new single every month. They broke up in 1997, but they reunited 7 years later, and their latest release is 2021's Live 2012. Interesting. Next up is America's number 32, I've Been Thinking About You by London Beat. Formed in London, of course, in 1988, London Beat was a vocal group fronted by American-born Jimmy Helms, who'd had a UK top 10 hit on his own in 1973 with the song Gonna Make You an Offer You Can't Refuse. The group's debut album produced a UK top 20 in the form of the song 9 AM The Comfort Zone. I've Been Thinking About You was the first single from their second album, In the Blood. I've Been Thinking About You is shimmery, soulful dance pop. Let's ponder the lyrics. We must have been stone crazy when we thought we were just friends, because I miss you, baby, and I've got those feelings again. I guess I'm all confused about you. I feel so in love. Oh, baby, what can I do? I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you. Shapow pow. Suddenly we're strangers. I watch you walking away. She was my one temptation. Oh, I did not want her to stay. Deep down, I'm still confused about you. I feel so in love. Oh, baby, what can I do? Both the sound of the track and Jimmy Helms' voice bear strong resemblances to Fine Young Cannibals, who just 2 years earlier had scored two U.S. number ones. Some radio listeners there, in the States particularly, believe that this song was actually a new Fine Young Cannibals track, and that almost certainly contributed to the song's success. It's actually not uncommon for an act to score a hit just by sounding similar to another popular artist who's in between releases. But I have to say that this song is catchy enough that it actually might not have needed the Fine Young Cannibals rub. I've Been Thinking About You was down from a peak of number one. It also hit number one in Canada, but stopped at number two in the UK. Just missed the triple crown. London Beat had one more US hit and two more in the UK. They remain together to this day, and core members Jimmy Helms and Jimmy Chambers are still in the lineup. Now we're at the number 38 song in Canada, Neighborhood by Gregory Hoskins and the Stick People. Formed in Toronto in 1985, Gregory Hoskins and the Stick People played around their area for a few years before releasing their debut album, Moon Come Up, from which Neighborhood was the first single. Neighborhood is jazzy folk pop social commentary. Let's visit the lyrics. Do I love you? I guess somehow I do. Love the sinner, but not the sin. Two things I can't find the heart to do. Your values don't make sense to me. I talk of justice, you stare like a fool. Look out for you and yours, only you and yours alone. Might as well be, because I don't want to be in your neighborhood. No, I don't want to be in your town. I don't want to be in your neighborhood. I don't want to be around. It's not your castle. It's not your Cadillacs. It's not your parties. It's not your pool. It's not your centuries-old private school. It ain't the money that you have. It's how it keeps you from searching the other half. There's a whole world out there, floating on the edge of your world, with the Filipino ladies pushing white babies. 10 years ago, they were Jamaican. That wouldn't be so bad if I thought that you had even an ounce of concern for their aching. The song has very much the same feel of a lot of the material on Sting's early solo albums. And I also hear precursors to the sound that would make the Dave Matthews Band stars later on in the 90s. This is a cool little number that I was actually pretty glad to be reminded of. Neighborhood peaked at number 38. Gregory Hoskins and the Stick People had no further hits, and they released two more albums before breaking up in 1999. Hoskins has continued to record on his own and with others. And most recently, he appeared on the 2022 album Songs of Leonard Cohen Live by Toronto's Art of Time Ensemble. Our first top 30 song is the number 28 song in Canada, Coming from the Cold by Joni Mitchell. I talked about Joni Mitchell back in episode 26 when I covered her 1970 hit Big Yellow Taxi. Now we jump ahead more than two decades to look at this single from her 14th studio album, Night Ride Home. Coming from the Cold is folk pop about love and growing older. Let's warm up to the lyrics. Back in 1957, we had to dance a foot apart, and they hawk-eyed us from the sidelines, holding their rulers without a heart. And so, with just a touch of our fingers, I could make our circuitry explode. All we ever wanted was just to come in from the cold. We really thought we had a purpose. We were so anxious to achieve. We had hope. The world had promise. The world held promise, excuse me, for a slave to liberty. Freely, I slaved away for something better, and I was bought and sold, and all I ever wanted was just to come in from the cold. I feel your leg under the table, leaning into mine. I feel renewed. I feel disabled by these bonfires in my spine. I don't know who the arsonist was, which incendiary soul, but all I ever wanted was just to come in from the cold. I'm not some stone commission like a statue in the park. I am flesh and blood and vision. I am howling in the dark. Long blue shadows of the jackals are falling on a payphone by the road. Oh, all they ever wanted was just to come in from the cold. Is this just vulgar electricity? Is this the edifying fire? Does your smile's covert complicity debase as it admires? Are you just checking out your mojo, or am I just fighting off growing old? All I ever wanted was just to come in from the cold. Her lyricism is just as sharp as ever here, and her voice was still recognizably hers, but the early girlishness now had that edge of cigarettes and whiskey and world weariness. And this was unquestionably a song meant to speak to older adults. Many pop and rock artists get into their 40s and beyond, and they're still trying to write music for teenagers. This song was a sign that Joni wasn't interested in doing that now. And actually, one could argue that she had never done that in the first place. Come In From the Cold peaked at number 27. For more on the rest of Joni Mitchell's career, please go back and listen to episode 26. Now we're up to the UK number 30, A Message to Your Heart by Samantha Janis. Born in Brighton in 1972, Samantha Janis first gained fame when she sang this song, and it won the right to represent the UK at that year's Eurovision Song Contest. The song finished tied for 10th at the contest in Rome, but it still managed to chart in the wake of the event. A Message to Your Heart is a big dance pop anthem about changing the world and stuff like that. Let me deliver you the lyrics. Half the world is hungry just through being born. And every day is a compromise for a grain of corn. And half the world have too much. Their only hunger is their greed. Through politics and ignorance, half the world's in need. A message to your heart. It's all right. Say a little prayer and sleep tonight. Oh, tomorrow you'll still be in paradise. Oh, a message to your heart. Walk on by till you hear the voice of conscience cry, oh, there but for the grace of God go I. Half the world is lucky, born in paradise, but they don't see the children with hunger in their eyes. And the time has come for changes, though for some it's much too late. There's got to be an answer. The hungry cannot wait. This is one of the archetypes that win Eurovision frequently, so I admire its ambition. But to me, it's just a little more than just okay. And that wasn't going to be good enough. That year, Sweden won. And while I haven't heard Fangad av ed Stormvind by Carola, knowing Sweden, it was probably a banger and blew this out of the water. A Message to the World peaked at number 30. Samantha Janis had no further hits, and after this, she concentrated on her acting career. She's made many appearances in film and television and on stage, and is probably best known to North American audiences for playing Eggsy's mother in the first two Kingsman movies. She's currently known as Samantha Womack after her marriage to fellow actor Mark Womack. Now it's the number 26 song in the USA, Power of Love, Love Power, by Luther Vandross. Born in Manhattan in 1951, Luther Vandross spent the first decade plus of his career as a backup singer and commercial jingle performer. He appeared in the first season of Sesame Street, sang backup for artists ranging from Barbra Streisand to Donna Summer to, perhaps most famously, David Bowie on his Young Americans album, and his advertising work included spots for Mountain Dew, Juicy Fruit Gum, and Sears. After singing on a couple of hits by Italian disco act Change in 1980, he got a solo record deal, and since then, he had been a prolific R&B hitmaker, with six pop top 40 hits by the time he put out this, the first single and title track from his seventh album. Power of Love, Love Power is a medley of an original song co-written by Vandross, and a 1968 hit by the Sand Pebbles. Let's feel the force of the lyrics. You've got to believe in love. It's a feeling that's next to none. Can't stop until we are one with the power of love. Tell everyone to try. I promise you'll reach the sky. One thing that we can't deny is the power of love. So close your eyes and you can feel it. Coming straight from above. It's the power of love. You can't deny it, so don't even try it. Let the feeling sweep you off your feet. You've got to believe in love. It's a feeling that's next to none. Can't stop until we are one with the power of love. Tell everyone you see how much better the world could be for them and for you, for me, with the power of love. Ooh, 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 my. Yeah, six my's. You've got to feel the power. Yeah, yeah. So listen up and you will hear it. A symphony from above. It's the power of love. So glad we found it. Now there's no way around it. Just let the feeling sweep you off your feet. You've got to believe in love. When we walk down the street, we don't care who we see or who we meet. Don't need to run. Don't need to hide, because we've got something burning inside. Yeah, we've got love power. It's the greatest power of them all. And together we can't fail. This is more upbeat than the love ballads that he made his name on. But the smoothness goes perfect, but his general vocal smoothness goes perfectly with the groove. Luther's voice is iconic to the point of actually almost being archetypal. It feels like it's been around forever, and it sounds great in most, if not all, settings. He belongs in every Hall of Fame that he could even marginally qualify for. That's my opinion. Anyway, Power of Love, Love Power peaked at number 4. It hit number 8 in Canada and number 46 in Britain. Luther Vandross had 5 more hits over the next 12 years. His career was cut short by a stroke in 2003, and he died of a heart attack in July of 2005 at the age of 54. Our first top 20 song is the American number 14, You Don't Have to Go Home Tonight by the Triplets. Vicky, Sylvia, and Diana Villegas were actual triplets born to a Mexican father and an American mother, and they began making music together from a young age. In 1986, they won an MTV contest, and were rewarded with a major label contract. "You Don't Have to Go Home Tonight" was the first single from their second album, Thicker Than Water. "You Don't Have to Go Home Tonight" is up-tempo, harmony-laden pop rock. I'm already at home as I read the lyrics. "I'm over my head, I'm in too deep. The hour's getting late, and it's time to leave. I'm missing you before you've gone. Don't understand what's in my heart. I look at you and don't know where to start. Should I let it show that something's changing? Because it's feeling so right, and I hear myself saying, you don't have to go home tonight. Stay until the light of day. Keep your smiling alive. Lay your heart next to mine. You don't have to go home tonight. So hard to go our separate ways, so better stay right here. You don't have to go home. There's a cool breeze blowing in the curtains. I kiss your lips, and you touch my face. Is this real or am I dreaming? I wonder what you're thinking. I can tell. If it's a found tomorrow, we'll fix itself. Because I don't want to lose this feeling. When I look in your eyes, I hear myself saying, you don't have to go home tonight." This song probably owes a lot of its success to the fact that it came in the wake of the massive sales and airplay garnered by Wilson Phillips. And I also hear echoes of a lot of Heart's mid to late 80s material. And the sound of it also reminds me of a lot of the rockier numbers from the musical Rent, for whatever that's worth. It's appealing, but in a very safe commercial way. Not that there's anything wrong with that. "You Don't Have to Go Home Tonight" peaked at number 14, got to number 13 in Canada. The Triplets had no further hits, but they continue to record and perform. The most recent album is 2016's Independence Road. Now we're up to Canada's number 15 song, "Just the Way It Is, Baby" by the Rembrandts. Formed in Los Angeles in 1989, the Rembrandts are Danny Wilde and Phil Solem, who first met in a band called Great Buildings, who released one major label album in 1981. "Just the Way It Is, Baby" was the first single from their self-titled debut album. "Just the Way It Is, Baby" is jangly, head-bobbing pop rock. This is the way the lyrics are. "Do you remember once upon a time when you were mine? The stars above were bright and new. I pulled them down for you. Just when I fell in love again, you said that all good things must end. Baby, just the way, that's just the way it is, baby. Whoa, whoa, baby, that's just the way it is, baby. I've never had a hand for solitaire. It's so unfair that I should have my chance and lose. I feel like I've been used to help you through another night. You spelled it out in black and white. The tide that once had carried you away, they bring you back today. The time has washed away my pain. I find that things have changed and disappeared without a trace. You can't get back what you've erased." To me, this is pure pop brilliance. I just love this song. It was made to be played on the radio often and in perpetuity. But the song's been overshadowed in the Rembrandts catalog for reasons I will detail shortly, and you probably already know, but anyway. But this, to me, is their true moment of genius and greatness. They earned their namesake with this one. "Just the Way It Is, Baby" peaked at number 12. It reached number 14 in America. 3 years later, the Rembrandts were hired to perform the theme song to the sitcom Friends, I'll Be There For You, and it became as massive a hit as the show it came from. Solem left the duo shortly afterward, and Wilde released one more album with a new Rembrandts lineup until Solem returned in 2001. And at the moment, they're still together, and their most recent release is 2019's Via Satellite. Now it's the number 15 song in the UK, Born Free by Vic Reeves and the Roman Numerals. Born in Leeds in 1959, James Moyer played in a few bands before getting into Britain's alternative comedy scene, finding success as lounge singer character Vic Reeves. Picking up partner Bob Mortimer, he created a stage show called Vic Reeves' Big Night Out, which later became a TV show. In 1991, he released the album I Will Cure You, from which Born Free was the first single. Born Free was the title song to a 1966 film based on the true story of a couple who rescues an orphaned lion cub in Kenya. The original was written by James Bond composer John Barry and sung by Matt Munro. Release the lyrics. Stand back, love, I'm in charge. I've gotcha. Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows. Born free to follow your heart. Live free and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you each time he looks at a car. Stay free where no walls divide you. You're free as the roaring tide, my friend. There's no need to hide. Born free and life is worth living, but only worth living because you're born free. Let me get a witness. Born Free was written by John Barry and used in the film of the same name. It starred Bill Travers and Virginia McKenna, and the original song was sung by ex-bus driver Matt Munro, although I personally think I sing it better. The lyrics are slightly modified, and Reeves speaks that biographical bit at the end. His vocals are extremely loungy, but the backing track is inspired by the Madchester Baggy style that had recently been popularized by groups like Happy Mondays, Primal Scream, and the Stone Roses. Like a lot of British comedy, it's played so straight to the point of being absurd. Born Free was down from a peak of number 6. Later in 1991, Vic Reeves would go to number 1, teaming up with the band The Wonder Stuff, for a cover of the 1969 Tommy Roe hit Dizzy. 4 years later, he and Bob Mortimer hit the top 5 alongside the band EMF with a cover of The Monkees' I'm a Believer. And in 2007, Reeves went to number 20 with his theme song to the British stop motion animation series Shaun the Sheep. A lot of shiz in there. Stop motion animation. Shaun the Sheep. Anyway, Reeves has consistently appeared on television over the last 30 years, most recently co-hosting the reality competition, The Big Flower Fight on Netflix.
Top tens.
Our first top 10 song is the UK number 7, Senza una Donna, Without a Woman, by Zucchero featuring Paul Young. Born in Roncocesi, I think that's how you pronounce it, Italy, in 1955, Adelmo Fornaciari's stage name means sugar. He had his first hit at home in 1985 with the song Donne, D-O-N-N-E, on which he was backed by a band led by bassist and future American Idol judge Randy Jackson. 5 years later, he re-recorded a song from his 1987 album Blues, but as a duet with British singer Young and with some English lyrics. Senza una Donna is an adult contemporary pop ballad. I won't let you go without the lyrics. This ain't the way I spend my mornings, baby. Come stai? You been with him and you come back, my lady. What's he like? I just sit and watch the ocean by myself, even doing my own cooking. You can laugh and you're forgiven, but I'm no longer frightened to be living senza una donna. No more pain and no sorrow. Senza una donna. I'll make it through tomorrow. Senza una donna. Giving me torture and bliss. Without a woman. Better like this. There is no way that you can buy me, baby. Don't make fun. You've got to dig a little deeper, lady. In the heart? Yeah, if you have one. Here's my heart. Feel the power. Look at me. Look at me. I'm a flower. You can laugh and you're forgiven, but I'm no longer frightened to be living senza una donna. Zucchero sounds like an Italian Joe Cocker, providing counterpoint, I don't know what's happening with me today. I don't know. Anyway, providing counterpoint to Young's smooth croon. It's decent enough easy listening fodder. Senza una Donna was down from a peak of number 4. In Canada, it reached number 14. Zucchero had one more UK hit in 1992 with Miserere, a duet with Luciano Pavarotti. His most recent album is 2021's Discovery, And that same year, he appeared on Sting's album Duets. Now it's the U.S. number 10 song, I Wanna Sex You Up by Color Me Bad. Formed in Oklahoma City in 1985, Color Me Bad, with two D's, persistently auditioned for nationally known artists when they came to town, sometimes landing opening slots on those acts' shows. They eventually attracted major label attention, and I Wanna Sex You Up was the first single from their debut album, CMB, and it also appeared on the soundtrack to the film New Jack City. I Wanna Sex You Up is mid-tempo New Jack Swing. I Wanna Lyric You Up. A tick-tock you don't stop to the heart. I know you're not gonna play that song. Come inside, take off your coat, I'll make you feel at home. Now let's pour a glass of wine, cause now we're all alone. I've been waiting all night, so just let me hold you close to me. Cause I've been dying for you, girl, to make love to me. Girl, you make me feel real good. We can do it till we both wake up. Girl, you know I'm hooked on you, and this is what I'll do. I want to sex you up. All night, girl, you make me feel good. I want to sex you up. Let me take off all your clothes. Disconnect the phone so nobody knows. Let me light a candle so we can make a better. Making love until we drown. Dig? The group's harmonies are showcased well, and they do the Loverman crooning as well as anyone else did at this time. But that title, it hasn't aged well. I think if you tried to say that to someone you were interested in with a straight face these days, you'd get either a laugh, a slap, or both. I Wanna Sex You Up peaked at number 2. It hit number 1 in the UK and number 18 in Canada. Color Me Bad, had 8 more hits, including 2 number 1s. They broke up in 1998, but reunited in 2010. Next up is the number 5 song in Canada, Animal Heart by Glass Tiger. Formed in Newmarket, Ontario in 1983, Glass Tiger's 1986 debut single, Don't Forget Me When I'm Gone, hit number 1 and also got to number 2 in the U.S. They picked up 8 more hits at home by the time they released this, the first single from their third album, Simple Mission. Animal Heart is lascivious hard rock, unlike the sometimes jaunty, sometimes serious pop that had been their trademark to this point. Here are some primal lyrics. Just as the daytime turns into nighttime, I know that I can turn to you. And as the river runs to the ocean, I know that I can run to you. Just like the rich man needs lots of money, listen, woman, I need you. Just like the hunter stalks the hunted, in a jungle of lust, it's true, I've got an animal heart when I see you. Animal heart, I'll do anything you want me to. I've got an animal heart. This love for you never changes. Pressure's rising. I see your eyes, and I know that the game is you. You keep me running, but I'm still coming. Oh, lover, do the things you do. Oh, with a young heart, well, I'm never lonely. Oh, but listen, woman, I need you. My heart is aching. My body's shaking. But oh, but one thing that I know is true. I've got an animal heart when I see you. The lyrics aren't great, and as hard as singer Alan Frew tries, they're not really convincing as Poison-style cock rockers. I'm not the biggest fan of Don't Forget Me, but that seemed a lot more like their genuine musical wheelhouse. Honestly, my favorite song of theirs is 1988's I'm Still Searching, which is kind of in between those two sounds. It's harder, but it's still poppy. Anyway, Animal Heart peaked at number 4. Glass Tiger had 4 more hits before going on hiatus in 1993. They reunited 10 years later, and their most recent release is 2020's Songs for a Winter's Night. We'll look at our top 10s and spotlight on number 1 right after this.
Hi, Roger Stroop here. As I'm sure you know, Old Man Yells at Music has a Patreon. I have for a while, but now I've streamlined it. 2 tiers and guaranteed bonus content at both levels. It's simple. And when you join, you will get a mention on the show, and I'll give you a song from my charts. You can tell your friends you have a hit. Just go on patreon.com/oldmanyellsatmusic, pick a tier, and sign up. You'll warm this old man's heart. Thank you.
Counting down the top tens now, beginning in the UK. Number 10, Tainted Love 91 by Soft Cell, a re-recorded version of their biggest hit. Number 9, Get the Message by Electronics, the second hit for a collaboration between the Smiths, Johnny Marr, and Bernard Sumner of New Order. Number 8, There's No Other Way by Blur, their first hit. Number 7, Senza Una Donna, Without a Woman, by Zucchero featuring Paul Young. Number 6, Promise Me by Beverly Craven, the biggest hit for a Sri Lankan-born singer. Number 5, Touch Me All Night Long by Kathy Dennis, the biggest hit for a singer from Norwich. Number 4, Sailing on the Seven Seas by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, their 6th top 10. Number 3, Gypsy Woman, She's Homeless by Crystal Waters, the biggest hit for a New Jersey singer. Number 2, Last Train to Transcentral by the KLF, the 3rd top 5 for the Enigmatic Dance Act. And the number 1 song in the UK this week was the Shoop Shoop song, It's In Its Kiss, by Cher, the first British number 1. Next is Canada's top 10. Number 10, Mercy Mercy Me, I Want You, by Robert Palmer, his medley of 2 Marvin Gaye hits. Number 9, Love is a Wonderful Thing, by Michael Bolton, his 3rd top 5 here. Number 8, I've Been Thinking About You, by London Beat. Number 7, Losing My Religion by R.E.M., their 2nd top 10. Number 6, I Don't Want to Cry by Mariah Carey, her 4th top 5. Number 5, Animal Heart by Glass Tiger. Number 4, Cry for Help by Rick Astley, his 5th top 5. Number 3, Baby Baby by Amy Grant, the Christian star's mainstream breakthrough. Number 2, Rhythm of My Heart by Rod Stewart, his 6th number 1 here. And the number 1 song in Canada this week was Joyride by Roxette, their 3rd number 1 here. And now the American top 10. Number 10, I Wanna Sex You Up by Color Me Bad. Number 9, Wars and Words by Extreme, the Boston band's almost Triple Crown winner, fell one spot short in the UK. Number 8, I Don't Wanna Cry by Mariah Carey. Number 7, Baby Baby by Amy Grant. Number 6, Joyride by Roxette. Number 5, Rhythm of My Heart by Rod Stewart. Number 4, I Touch Myself by Delinos, the Aussie band's biggest hit. Number 3, Here We Go, Let's Rock and Roll by CNC Music Factory, the follow-up to Gonna Make You Sweat, Everybody Dance Now. Number 2, Touch Me All Night Long by Kathy Dennis. And the number 1 song in the USA this week, and the one in our spotlight, was I Like the Way, The Kissing Game, by High Five.
Spotlight number 1.
Formed in Waco, Texas in 1989, High Five were still in their teens when they signed with a major label. I Like the Way, The Kissing Game, was the first single from their self-titled debut album. I Like the Way, The Kissing Game, is mid-tempo R&B pop about teen romance. Pucker up for some lyrics. All summer long we've been together, and I never felt so good, because when I'm with you, you're such a good time. Yes, it is. And when you get next to me, you make my heart beat fast. You throw me bad when you smile. And when we're alone, I know we're in love, because I can't get enough. Because I like the way you kiss me when we're playing the kissing game. I like the way you keep me looking forward to another day. We've got it good. We have it all, it seems. We're living the dream, yeah. This is our time. This was meant to be, just you and me. This is still new. We're still young and at heart and breaking, too. But I know our love will always be there. It's wholesome without being cloying, and it has a nice summery vibe. This is the kind of song that when I first came across it for this episode, I thought, wait, hang on. That was a number one. But then I listened to it and I thought, yeah, this is catchy. It's well done. It was perfect for the pop radio of mid-1991. Yeah, okay, I get it. This is a worthy number one. This was the only week at number one for I Like the Way, The Kissing Game. It hit number 16 in Canada and number 43 in the UK. High Five had 4 more hits, including 2 top tens, before splitting up in 1994. There have been a couple of reunions since, but Marcus Sanders is the only remaining original member. lead singer Tony Thompson died in 2007, and Roderick Pooh Clark, who'd been left paralyzed after a 1992 auto accident, died last April. So what to make of the pop music of May 1991? R&B and dance music were performing well across the board, with adult contemporary and alternative rock decently represented as well. Stars from the 70s were also still viable mainstream players, and if you were a new artist who sounded a bit like another recently debuting chart-topping act, radio programmers and listeners were open to hearing you, at least for one song.
Old Man Yells at You.
For Old Man Yells at You, I'm going to start with The Late Shift, Bill Carter's acclaimed 1994 book about the battle between Leno and Letterman to replace Johnny on The Tonight Show. Then listen to the Rembrandt's greatest hits and learn more about why they should be remembered for more than just that TV song. And then give a spin, or a stream if you will, to the Jellyfish compilation simply called Best. Learn why they should be remembered, period. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Old Man Yells at Music podcast. As always, if you liked what you've heard, share, subscribe, and leave a review where you found it. You can also leave feedback on the Facebook and Twitter feeds, both of which are at Mr. B. Glovehead, or on the blog post for the episode, which is at bobbyglovescasey.blogspot.com, or you can check out the Instagram account at Old Man Yells at Music. And if you didn't get all that, all the links are on my Old Man Yells at Music link tree. As always, there's a companion YouTube playlist for this episode, which I will link to in the show notes. Also in the show notes is a link to my Patreon, where you can support the show and get all the bonus Microdose episodes, including the latest with the Carpenters, and make my charts just like Mike Birmingham. All the lyrics quoted are for the purposes of discussion and review. No infringement is intended. Next time on the show, it's another chart show. It's June of 1977. The Queen was celebrating 25 years on the throne. So, you know, she'd only be there 10, 15 more years, right? 20 max. Charles will be king before 2000, won't he? Anyway, until then, I'm Roger Stroop saying, even the critics can't outrun the ghost at number one. Stay safe.